You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. Joining us in the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline, the one and only Troy Stein. He's the athletic director at Edina High School, but to me, he'll always be Ricori fame, playing for Bob Brink and all that. What would you play, all three sports, Troy?
Hey, Max, good to hear from you and good to be with you. Yeah, I was football, basketball, baseball at Ricori High School.
What position in football?
I was a wide receiver for the Spartans.
Boy, they had a great team last year and a great finish, didn't they?
Oh, that was an amazing finish, and I was so fortunate to be down on the field and watch that game. And what a fantastic representation of high school sports that game.
When Eric Decker came along, obviously it was after you, but, I mean, did you hear any he wasn't highly recruited. What did you hear about him when he was in high school? Do you recall? Did you hear people saying, boy, this guy's a lot better than people think, or what was it?
Well, to be honest, we didn't hear too much about Eric Decker when I was – he was quite a few years younger than me. But certainly the Decker family was just remarkable athletes. His dad was a remarkable athlete. And just great tradition with that family, and so Eric's progress through the sports at Ricori, he dominated, right, and continued it on with the University of Minnesota. It's been fun to follow him.
So Troy, we had Brian Boston on earlier, the head coach of Lakeville North, and their game canceled with Rosemont because of a COVID outbreak with Rosemont for tomorrow night. They're trying to reschedule it, et cetera. And we're all trying to get our arms around this thing. And you're involved both at the high school league level, the state level, and at Edina. Is there a rule? Do you know what the rules are? Are there rules? They said Department of Health kind of made the call, but how do you decide whether a game is going to be postponed or canceled? And what happens when somebody tests positive for COVID on a team?
Man, that's a great question, Maxie. And I think, we're all kind of working through that. And it really started for us in late June and early July, when we started working with some summer camps going on, and
sure.
And we had some social, our students started socially engaging again, and I think that was kind of the awareness for us of how quickly this can spread. And so we ended up shutting down a bunch of stuff this summer, probably more out of precaution now. We didn't do a lot of tracing, but we learned a lot in terms of, educating our athletes to be smart about who they're hanging out with, and being socially distant, and being active, but yet being aware of what they're doing. But in terms of right now, I think we're all learning as we go along in terms of how far we can go. Contact tracing is important, and in trying to establish and know protocols is going to be really important. And then, as you alluded to before, working with the Department of Health, and what's the next steps if that happens. Fortunately, we haven't been in a situation where we've had to be in that position to decide on a game yet, but I can understand where Lakeville North and Rosemont, that's a tough way to start the football season.
Yeah, for sure. And do they, do get people test on their own, or is it only if they have symptoms? I guess I don't, it would be very pretty cost prohibitive for high schools to try to have an extensive testing program, I would think.
Yeah, exactly. If we were fortunate as the Big Ten and NCAA is able to establish some of those protocols around testing. So right now we're really focused on what are the symptoms, right? And if you have symptoms, if you have the two symptoms, you're going to be out for a little while, right? And if you have a positive test in your family, you're going to be out for a little while. And so we're working with the Department of Health, and they have a really nice a guideline and a decision-making tree that, schools are using, and we're following that very closely as well as we work with our health professionals in the school district, also our trainer, in our athletic program and following those protocols.
So, like for parents, that would they call in often and say, Troy, what are you going to do this fall to protect the kids? What has that back and forth been like? Because you can't have, years gone by, you just have the big assembly. Hey, all parents are invited to the August 14th. We'll go over everything. Well, you can't even do that now. You can do it via email and virtual. How do you go about educating them and staying in touch with them?
Yeah, that's a great point. This is what's been the challenge, I think, for everybody is everything that is we take for granted in terms of how we communicate, how we interact, how we work with everybody. All those small little details are changing, and it's just a unique time right now. But certainly, communication and engaging with our parents, our athletes, and our community is different, right? We're going to have an opening football game tomorrow night, and we're going to have 250 people in the stands where normally we'd have, 4,000 to 5,000 people. Mm. And so it's educating our community in terms of the challenges we have right now. And really the focus for all of us is to get back to full in-person learning in our schools. And we're being cautious with our sports to try and continue to have those and offer those, their extension of the classroom. But reality is we want to be full in-person learning. We don't want to jeopardize that.
Yeah, for sure. And, and that also is the reason, as you look around, why it's so important that the sports are going right now, because, for some kids, that's the only time they see another, another contemporary in person right now. I was at a practice the other day for a couple teams, and they're just having a ball, and I thought, there's so much energy here because they haven't even seen anybody all day. It's been just the distant learning for this one particular school. And I know, you don't want to overemphasize sports, but boy, what a valuable outlet right now for those that can participate.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we walk that fine line. We want to provide this engagement. We want to provide this activity. And our kids really appreciate it right now. And I think that what they have gone through from spring through summer, they're just ecstatic to be able to compete. And it's really fun to watch it. And we're looking forward to a continued successful fall here. We've had a really nice start with the fall sports for the most part across the board. And we're hopeful that we can continue this with football and indoor with volleyball and then continue into the winter.
Troy, you sit on the board for the State High School League that made the decision to bring football back in the fall instead of a spring sport as was initially anticipated. I thought you guys did a marvelous job on that, by the way. First of all, you had representation from across the board, and it was a real thoughtful discussion that you had before you took a vote. What was that process like to be a part of? Because it really is pretty historic in Minnesota to just get to be a part of that.
Yeah, there's certainly been some remarkable people that I've met while on the board and continue to engage with. But, from the start, these conversations in June, right, being a part of the return to play committee and task force that was has representation from athletic directors from across the state of Minnesota, and then engaging with our board of directors in alignment with Department of Health and the governor's office. And then as the fall rolled out, and we had a successful start to our fall, we started to see other states as well with return to football and across the country. In August 4th, there was nobody playing football in the country. And so as we started to see some of that roll out and we continue with discussions and certainly the great passion from across the state of Minnesota to look at this again and as a board, we represent different regions of the state. So I specifically represent regions 5AA and 6AA, and serving those schools as well. They were saying, we're ready for this. We can do this, and it certainly alleviates the pressure of that four season concept of putting football, volleyball in that spring. It certainly relieves that pressure of pushing spring into the summer. I know that those spring sports were not a fan of that concept.
No.
So, once the idea of the ability to play football again was a possibility. It just seemed to make sense to try and make it happen here. And as you started this off with an amazing weather forecast, if we can keep that going for another 4 to 5 weeks, it would be fantastic.
Yeah. And last, they did come out with some new initiatives in terms of allowing fans in stands. As I understand it, you can go to a limited amount could go to volleyball games now or indoor games. Is that what it is?
Yeah, how about that? So, and this is a great example of how quickly things are changing right now, and it's super exciting and evolving with everything. But yeah, we can have two spectators per participant that's currently competing in schools to watch a sport. So right now for volleyball, we host volleyball tomorrow night, and we're scrambling to figure out how we're going to make it happen so that we're going to host Wayzata, and we're going to allow each athlete to have two spectators represent them in the bleachers, and we're going to socially distance them. They're going to have to wear masks in the building, and we're looking forward to that. And I think it's nice because as you look around the corner with winter sports, we're going to be able to accommodate that as well as we move on.
So you have both volleyball and football going on the same night, huh?
And swim and dive. We have
swim and dive
factor tomorrow. We're going to host the swim and dive meet. We're hosting an amazing swim team from Minnetonka, so that should be a great one. And football right next door, and then at our high school, we're going to have volleyball. So yeah, it's going to be an active night tomorrow night.
Well, you're the man for that job, and we appreciate it. Great job getting everything back and working the extra hours for the high school league on the board as well, Troy. I commend you for it, and thank you for giving us some time tonight. But keep up the great work.
Well, I appreciate it, and on behalf of all the hardworking athletic directors, we just appreciate everything that you do for high school sports and all of our students here in the state of Minnesota. So thank you, Maxie.
Thank you, Troy. Point well taken. I appreciate it very much. Troy Stein, athletic director at Edina High School, and serving on that board as well. Three events going on. They have over by their, I think it's their old high school would be in there.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.